Anchor.fm. This podcast will be brought to you by Anchor.fm.
Thanks for tuning in to the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Jones.
You're such a romantic hero. The way you dress and look yourself over, it's no wonder you would ponder that image of your preening self in the mirror.
Sharpshooter into breaking hearts. Baby gigolo, sick pistol.
Probably think.
Hey, my beauty beauties. Yeah, that was Miss Janet with Miss Carly Simon, right? And we're just going to have it playing a little bit in the background while we're talking. Because that's how we're feeling, right? It's almost as if we are wondering, like, all right, well, what's next? Is this it? Is this it for some of us? I know some of us have come into union with our twin flames, and some of us have moved on and started new relationships with other divine counterparts. But some of us are just like on the journey, and we're just like, wait, we want all the answers. We went all the way to the end, and we want to know, well, not to the end per se, but you know, we're taking every step. We're going every step. We're taking every step, and we just want to know, like, you know, what the fuck, okay? Because where's our happily ever after? Are we to just no suffering? I don't believe that. I know for sure that this whole twin flame journey and journey to self and self-awareness and acknowledgement and understanding is so that we can return to source. And source is love. God is love, baby. Love. Our creator created us out of love, compassion, beauty. So all this debauchery and low level vibrations and hatred and hurtfulness in the world that has gotten everybody just on pins and needles and chaotic, right? All that shit, that's not how it's supposed to go. Light workers are here to remind us to smile, to remind us that it's not supposed to be sad. It's not supposed to be hard to live this life. It's not supposed to be difficult to find a love and stick with them or her and work it out and handle what you got to handle. It's not supposed to be difficult. It's not supposed to be so arduous that you lose your own self. You have to be taught how to come back to yourself. You know what I mean? I mean, you got to know that there's something wrong, that there's something amiss. You got to know it. You got to know it, because why wouldn't you know it? Why wouldn't you know it? Why wouldn't you feel it? You got to know that what you're going through with misery and pain and suffering, you got to know that that is not the way it's supposed to be. That's not how it's supposed to be. Being alone, not having any connections with anyone, being a lone wolf. That goes contrary to everything that a wolf stands for. A wolf, I mean, it's like, listen to that. It's oxymoronic. Lone wolf. It don't even, some stupid ass made that shit up. Lone wolf, because it don't even make sense. Wolves run in packs. Wolves mate with the same wolf for life. Wolves are quintessentially a great example of a monogamous relationship. Wolves, and I think it's seals and rats, and I mean, hey. Geese. I mean, if they could figure it out, come on now. Even cats. One female cat will be devoted and dedicated to one male cat her entire existence. Now, if she's a stray out in the world, now she's going to get raped. But that's what it is. It's a raping. They rape her. You know, when they all gang up on her like that, and you can see it, she'd be fighting and hissing and all of that. But when the one that she wants comes around,
she rubs all on him and she gets close to him and she relaxes while he takes her and all of that. But we have to realize that human beings might be flawed. They might be flawed, but that's no excuse for anyone hurting you to the degree or to the level where you feel unworthy, where you feel so low that you can't even see your own self, you know, where you feel so low to where you can't enjoy who you are. I have come to the realization and the understanding that, you know, while nobody is perfect, there is a part of us that is flawless. And it's that part of us that we don't remember anymore. It's that part of us that we've forgotten, that we've pushed aside because we don't remember. We don't remember that we used to be happy. We don't remember that we used to be free. We don't remember that we used to be exuberant about love and happiness and being one with our center, being a part of the whole. We forgot that that shit is, that is an exciting feeling. We've forgotten that being connected to source is a happy thing. We have lived in so much turmoil. We have turned the corner so many times and wound up at the same spot over and over again to where we're just confused. We just think that that is the existence of world, of life. There's got to be a place within you that says, I'm going to be better. I'm going to not do right because I want some type of accolade or I want somebody to notice me, but more so because it's the right thing to do. I'm not going to disrespect the person I love. Not because I fear them. Or I don't want to be left alone. Or I don't want to be put in a situation where I'm not going to be able to take care of myself, or I don't want them to stop loving me or giving me money or seeing me or talk to me, whatever it is that you think is holding, that's holding you on to that person, that's keeping you bound to that person. There's got to be more to it than some mediocre, mid-level, low-level exchange. Vibrational exchange. Gotta raise that vibration, because not only when you raise the vibration, only when you decide to raise the vibration will you start to discover that your freedom, your peace of mind, your finances, your love, your happiness, all that shit is intertwined. with it. All of it is. All of it is. It's intertwined with you being your true, authentic self, with you dealing with the karma that you've brought into your life, with you accepting the things that you have to accept, with you cleaning the slate, with you cleaning the slate of all the negative energy that you've put out there. You know what I'm saying? That you've put out there. And it's not until we get to where... Get down, Ruby. You cannot be on my car. I just got this windshield done because you and the kitties. Get down. Sorry, guys. My cat is really trying to... Get down. Get down, Ruby. Get off my car. She's just going to do what she wants to do. No, I was trying to get Ruby off my windshield. She is just something. She's like, I'm going to sit right here. I'm going to do what I want. You're in here, mommy. I see you. And I'm going to get up here. But no, I had a rock hit my windshield and cracked it. So I just, you know, had to have it replaced. And it wasn't like a big deal until the cat started walking around on my windshield and actually split it further. So yeah, they're heavy. So anyway, the whole point is to surrender to self. And when you surrender to self, when you think about your own self, like, would you want to feel this type of pain? Would you want somebody keeping you in the dark like this? Would you want somebody ignoring you or abandoning you? Or, I mean, hell, if my whole thing is with a situation with some of the twin flame situations, you know, is almost like, well, maybe your twin flame or divine masculine counterpart, whatever you want to call them, or divine feminine, maybe they actually went on, you know, to be with someone else. Because I've been doing a few personal readings lately, and I've been doing the individual collective energy readings on all the zodiacs, and it's just really coming up that you know, a lot of the relationships are starting to be really, really challenged in the regard that, you know, you want something that's secure and that's solid and that is trustworthy. You know, you want that. You don't want to look up and realize that you've been sleeping with the enemy. You know what I'm saying? You just don't want that. Or the head that rocks the cradle. You know, you just don't want that. You want to know that your little bubble of aloofness is secure. You know, there's nothing worse. I mean, I think that's what, in my own personal scenario, I think that's what did it for me the most. It was the fact that I was, you know, in a bubble. And that's not the first time I've been in a bubble. You know what I mean? I love bubbles. Bubbles are nice. Bubbles are good. Bubbles protect us. You know, it's like in my little bubble, I don't have to deal with other people's negative energy, because it's just, it's funny to me how throughout my life, I look back, right? And I see people who have had such negative vibes towards me, right? When it didn't even have to be like that. It could have been 100. It could have been so cool. Everything could have been great. But because of their jealousy, they allowed their hatred and their ego to take over. And therefore, it's so funny, because if you had told them, right? If you had told them, like, and these are some people who I've known, you know, who I knew when I was younger, and then it's funny how our lives have crossed again now that we're, you know, adults, got kids, got kids, some of us, you know, type shit. And it's like, if you had told them then, because see, I was already acting like that, you know, very positive, upbeat, you know, happy-go-lucky type shit, friendly, you know, whatever, no worries, easygoing, team player, you feel me? But if you want to be a bitch and you want to act salty, then, you know, that Scorpio has a way of, you know, shutting your ass out and treating you like you're not even visible, period. And I won't come around. I'm like that. I won't come around. And it just seemed like to me, like, throughout growing up, I suppose I chose to be cheery because the source, my center had always been connected. It never disconnected, right? My center didn't disconnect till recently. In like the recent last 20 years of my life, did I disconnect, right? And actually the shit finally got to me. The motherfucking, all the negativity, all the haterade, all the shade, all the salts, all of it finally got to me, right? And I finally felt it. I finally reacted towards it. All those years, none of it never got to me. It was like a duck with water that falls on a duck's back. It just rolls right off. It does not absorb. It does not saturate. None of it. It just rolls right off, right? Feathers don't get wet. None of that. And it's just, it's like, you know, after I realized what was happening to me, I scrambled to try and recover. I really did. I scrambled to try and recover. And my last four relationships, including my twin flame and my marriage, my last marriage, was just, you know, I was just really, really hopeful. It was like, if you think about it, it was at the stage where I looked at life and I was like, all right, you know, I've come this far. I've been this way so many years. No need to turn back now. Keep your cheery. Keep your happy. Keep your positive center. Everything's going to work out. And I kept telling myself that. After disappointment, after disappointment, after disappointment, after disappointment, after disappointment, after broken heart, after disappointment, after broken heart, I kept telling myself that. It's going to work out. You're going to have your true love one day. One day you're going to have the best love of your life. The best love that's just like you, that thinks just like you do, that wants to be in it just like you do. Just like you. That will have the same reaction to a thing that you do. Just like you. You know, and I really looked at it like, well, there's no need to stop hoping for it now, you know. And then the last, you know, four relationships really took their toll on me, but I kept pressing forward. I kept hoping for positivity. And then the last two relationships really did a number on me. And the last relationship just damn near nailed the coffin shut. I mean, I'm not underground yet. The dirt ain't on top of me. But that motherfucking coffin is closed. It ain't nailed shut yet. But it's damn near nailed shut. Yeah? So I'm just like, dang, universe, really? And my hands are pressed above on the coffin, and I'm pushing at the lid, trying to come out that motherfucker, you know, trying to come out of it. But it's really hard when you trust people, and you think. That's why I opened up with my girl Janet Jackson and Carly Simon. I opened up with that because it's that's what you just like, son of a gun. I mean, what else can you say? It's almost like, what else can you say? But son of a bitch. You know? Because you look up and you realize that, and you know, some of us aren't aren't tripping on the fact that we're just like, oh, all this time I invested, I'm going to stick with this because I invested so much time and I don't want to just let it go, even though it's killing you. Nah, some of us are really, really invested because we love the person. You know, we love the person and we want it to work out. This is my first time ever trying to, you know, like stick it out with somebody that, I don't know why these trailer people be coming over here on our street. Like, this is a neighborhood, like, you stick out like a sore thumb. That's why they go all the way down there to that shopping mall. But oh well. You know, it's like, you sit and you wonder and you like, what have I done wrong? What have I done wrong? And whatever I did, I want to know so that I could correct it so that I don't ever make that same mistake again. Because after going through something like, you know, a massive heartbreak, when you're already very fragile, you just feel like, damn, what's the point? You could take that approach, or you could be like my silly self and be like, okay, how can I improve me? As if, you know, there's something that you've done to, you know, cause this to happen. But I always look at things like that, like, well, hey, you never know what a person, how a person really felt with something you may have said, something you may have did, something you not did, something you may have done. Sorry, I'm all these backwards speaking people. Something you may have done, or something that you participated in. You know what I'm saying? So. If you just look at life, a dear friend told me years ago, he'd always say, one, we're waiting on you, one. Wherever you go, there you are. You know? And it took me a minute to get that. Like, what? Okay, right. Okay, I get it. Yeah, I will have arrived. I'll be there. It'll be me there. He's like, but I know, I get it now, Boots. I get it. Shout out to Boots. I get it. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, he would always say, we're waiting on you. We're waiting on you, girl. I'm like, damn it. Man. Enlightenment is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. But by the same token, it will shake you up. It'll shake you up and it'll have you, depending on when it occurs. Hopefully, in your case, it will occur in your youth, you know, and in your 3D youth, I should say, because the 5D has a whole different timeline, buddy. Most people don't even really truly get enlightened until they get close to that 50 mark, you know, then they start seeing things clearly if they make it, you know, and sometimes they've been such a hardhead their entire life that by the time they reach that point and they start becoming enlightened, it overwhelms them to the point of death because they are in such remorse over how much time they wasted not following their dreams, not pursuing their goals, only living a basic mediocre life that, you know, that is only, you know what I'm saying? That is paycheck to paycheck, day to day, you know? Shit. And when they know better, And that's sad. That's really sad for somebody to know better and they still choose, you know, debauchery, or they still choose to be in their low vibration. They still choose to hurt people who they know they should be healing. You know what I mean? It's like they can't wait to see you die. Like they press their foot on your neck and cut off your air supply, right? To the degree to where you can no longer breathe. And they can't wait to see you die, take your last breath. But the thought of you taking your last breath kills them. That, ladies and gentlemen, is narcissism 101. Some people walking around here don't even know they're narcissists. And all of the fixed signs are megalomaniacs, all of them. All of the fixed signs.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
So, my beauty beauties, I, you know, want to encourage you to be better, all right? Do what you need to do to clear the air with people. Do what you need to do to clear the air with your soul, to clear your karma so that you get your dharma. Do better. Do something that will change the game. Be kind. Treat others like you want to be treated. Not how you've been treated, but how you want to be treated. Okay? And for some of us, that's a major difference. That scale,
that pendulum swings far on both ends. Okay? Treating people how we want to be treated versus how we've been treated. But I encourage you to do just that. Okay? I encourage you to do just that. Unless you're one of those special people who want to be abused, then please treat people how they want to be treated. Okay? So, in the big scheme of things, when you, decide that, you know, what you're doing for your life will have a trickle effect on your soul, then you'll live differently. Or you try to, anyway. And it starts with communication. People don't want to communicate. People don't want to be honest and talk freely and talk about what it is that's really on the table. They don't want to do that. They're too busy hiding and lying and stealing and cheating and, you know, choosing every female they can get their hands on, grabbing any and everything every which way. And that is something that needs to be addressed, and we all need to take full responsibility for everything we say and do. And the more that we decide to live a life that's pure, that's more wholesome, that's clear, the sooner we decide to live that life, the sooner we decide that what we're after and what we're doing has to coincide, then we'll be all right. We'll be all right. A friend of mine actually got me into, you know, doing my little videos and stuff like that, because when I first met him, that's what he was doing. That's how he introduced himself. He let me watch his little videos, and I thought they were very interesting, and I thought that it was very cool. And ever since then, I've decided to branch out and do my videos and get my YouTube channel going and be dedicated to it and put out more content and things like that. And while there's been some negative connection between us, there's been a lot of positive things between us as well. And for that, I'm grateful. So there comes a point where you have to decide that you're moving on with your life for what's best for you. And it's going to hurt. It is. I ain't going to even lie. Because when you don't really want to move on from somebody, but you have to, that's the hardest thing to do, man. That's the hardest thing to do. That's the hardest thing to do. But don't think that you're alone in this, because Aaron Neville said it. Everybody plays a fool sometimes. Okay, there's no exception to this rule. It may be factual, it may be cruel, but everybody plays a fool. Meaning, one time you'll be the one getting your heart broke, another time you'll be the heartbreaker. That's just how it is. The pendulum keeps swinging. So, I wish you all less heartbreaks. I wish you more love. I wish you more peace and light and hope and happiness. I wish you some more smiley days. I wish the people that come around you are intent on loving you and keeping you safe and nurturing you. I wish all of your dreams to come true, all of them. And I hope that, you know, at the appointed time, you are where you need to be, so that whoever is supposed to cross your path finally meets up with you and you guys can have the reunion that you've been longing for. Until next time, my beauty beauties, I wish you love and light, my darlings. And as always, we'll see you in the funny papers, a.k.a. the internet. Ciao, Bayless. Ciao, Bayless. Mwah.
The One Talk Show will be right back, and don't go anywhere.
Thank you for stopping by the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Combs. This has been a twin flame journey debunking. Please stop by our other platforms, Spotify.com, Google Podcasts, iTunes. Also, check us out on YouTube. There's a YouTube channel and many, many others. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, y'all know the drill. Please like, share, and subscribe. Again, stay in your higher self. Know that good things will come to you. Manifest them. Don't worry when the bad things happen. It is a learning lesson. And as always, you are a part of the One Talk Show family for as long as you like to be one. And we will always wish you love and light, and see you in the funny papers. Bye!